for a Jew, numbers are also symbols. Now, I'm not talking Bible code stuff. I have a problem with the Bible code. You can ask a question about that. I'd be willing to address that after a break sometime. I simply mean they always associate numbers with certain qualities. So what do you think one is associated with? One what?
One God, always.
Two? Think Jewish now. Two tablets. Your whole relationship of God. Three? I know you're going to say Trinity, but think Jew now. Three? Three fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Four? Four mothers. Rachel, Leah, Zilpah, Bilhah. Five? That one you ought to get. What's the most Torah, the five books of Moses? 12? 12 tribes, the people of God. In fact, you'll see Orthodox Jewish kids. You have to go to an Orthodox Jewish math class someday. Because kids will do stuff like, you'll hear kids saying, spies, tribes minus spies equals tablets. They won't even say the number. Now, there are four numbers in particular that are really central to the existence of the Jewish people as a people. Two, because the two tablets were God's covenant with Moses and Israel, through Moses to Israel. Five, the five books of Moses that define what a Jew was to be. 12, the community of God's people. And 50, Moses divided the people up into subgroups of 50. Accountability. 50 to a group in the book of Exodus. Now come with me. Jesus' life. I'm going to skip some of this. Sea of Galilee, rabbis called that the land of the 12. Maybe I'll have time tomorrow to share with you why they called that side, the pagan side, the land of the 7. Now in Luke chapter 9, Jesus feeds the 5,000. Over there in what's called the land of the 12, because on that upper northwest corner is where all the Orthodox Jews lived. So they called it the 12, the land of God's people, the land of the faithful people of God. Luke 9, feeding of the 5,000. Wonder how many loaves there were. Five. Accident, huh? God looked down and said, hey, angels, look at that. That kid happened to have five loaves. I didn't know that. That's interesting. How many fish? Two. And when they were done, how many baskets of leftovers? 12. And Jesus said to the disciples, have them divide up into groups of... See, a Jew will tell you that passage is screaming. Jesus is the bread of the world for the Jewish people. 2, 5, 12, and 50. Why did God arrange those four numbers? A Jew would say that's all a picture. Now, when he feeds the 4,000, it's over in the land of the 7. Then it's... There's also the 5,000, by the way. But the land of the 7, it's 7 loaves and a few fish. What, the Holy Spirit forget? Didn't remember how many fish there were? Just put a Jew would say, no, he didn't want the number. Because the number of the fish would have not helped his picture, so he said a few instead of a number. Now, you can debate that. But again, it's an attempt to say, there's a picture here. Let's try one more, and then I'll leave it. I think Jesus carried this Eastern thing consistently throughout his ministry. Listen to the very words of God. They came to Bethsaida. Some people brought a blind man to Jesus and begged him to touch him. Jesus took him by the hand and led him outside of town. when he had spit on his eyes and laid his hands on him, he said to the man, "Do you see anything?" The man looked up. "I see people. They look like trees walking around." Once again, Jesus laid his hands on his eyes. His eyes were opened. He was healed. His sight was restored. And he saw everything clearly. Weird miracle, isn't it? Think about it once. Do you ever wonder? Hey, why does he lead him outside a town where nobody lives? Come with me. Here's the end of the Sea of Galilee. In this grove of trees, recently, within the last 10 years, they believe they found the site of Bethsaida. Pretty simple place. The ruins today look like this. Not much. They probably looked about like this at that particular time. Maybe 400 people lived in that town. But Jesus took the man out of that little village of 400 people. And this is what it looks like when you get outside of town. Why does he bring him where nobody is? And why can't he get the miracle right? By the way, the spitting on the eyes isn't a problem for the Jew, because there was a strong belief that the saliva of a righteous man had healing medicinal properties. So many of their healers used saliva in healing. That would have shocked no one. So what happened with that miracle? I think I know why you don't know. That sounds kind of bold of me, but I don't mean it that way. Let me start again, because that's not fair to judge you. I know why I didn't know. You know why? Because some nudnik put titles in my Bible. And I started reciting the text to you where the title says, Jesus heals a blind man. And I forget that the titles weren't inspired. So I assume that's where the story started. Let's back up and find out what happened in the story. It starts over here in the land of the seven, somewhere on this hillside, within a mile from where the sea turns there back toward me, maybe an equal distance in that direction. I'll take you there. On that hillside, Jesus fed 4,000 men. How come it never says, 4,000 men besides women? Gives the men number and not the women. What you would say, easy, one out of four. If he counted the women, it would be 8,962, and it isn't the number that he wanted. So he, okay, but that's as good an answer as you got. He fed 4,000 people with one kid's lunch. How many of you, with all your heart, believe that that really happened? Raise your hand. You aren't Jewish. If you're Jewish, you go. You look around to see if somebody doesn't have their hand up so you can argue with them. Okay? So you believe this, yes? 4,000. And then, when they were done, those disciples picked up seven. And in this case, it calls them spirus. The 5,000, the word for basket is kophinoi, which is kind of the thing you might put a fruit basket in. This time it's spirus, which means a laundry basket. They've got seven laundry baskets. They got 10 times as much when they're done feeding 4,000 men and women and children as they started with. Imagine. They watched it. They picked it up. Then Jesus said, "Okay, guys, cool, huh? Let's get in the boat." So they jump in the boat, about over there somewhere, and they sail out into the lake, heading toward Bethsaida. They get out in the lake a ways, And these disciples that I'm going to try and show you tomorrow, some of them were probably teenagers, are having an argument. You know why? Because they forgot to bring their lunch. Which one of you guys brought the bread? What are we going to eat? Think of it. Aware of their discussion, Jesus said to them, "Why are you still talking about bread? Do you still not see or understand? You just saw me feed 8,000 people. You picked up more than you started with. And now, an hour later, you're wondering what you're going to eat?" Then he says this. Now you'll see where the story's going. "Do you have eyes and can't see anything?" The boat pulls up on the beach and he grabs some blind guy. Brings him outside of town, because this isn't a lesson for town. This is for the disciples. And Jesus gives him eyes, but the guy can't see a thing. And so Jesus touches him again. And now it says, his eyes were opened. His sight was restored. And he could see everything clearly. The writer's going, boom, boom, boom. Now he's got eyes. You understand what Jesus just did? He turned this blind guy into a visual aid. He showed the disciples their problem. You had eyes, but you didn't see. What good did it do? Listen to me with all your heart. What good did it do to have those disciples at the feeding of the 5,000? They wasted their time. The same Jesus that fed 4,000 plus is sitting in the boat and they're worried about lunch. They could just as well have skipped the miracle, because it hadn't changed them at all. Now, you're not going to get off so easily. How many of you ever worry about anything? Raise your hand. And you told me you believe the miracle really happened. What good does it do that you believe that Jesus fed 4,000 people with one lunch? What earthly good does it do if you still worry? The same Jesus that turned that lunch into a picnic for everybody and that many leftovers goes in the surgery room with you, rides on the airplane with you, sits with you and your children. That's the same Jesus. What good does it do for us Christians to believe that miracle? It doesn't change us at all. And that's what happened to me when I went to Israel. Is God gave me eyes a second time. All the stuff that I saw, I thought I knew, I thought I believed, hadn't changed me at all. Now, I can't say I'm there, but I'll tell you something. By the grace of God, I'm trying. Because I don't want to just believe Jesus fed 4,000 people. The devil believes that. I want it to change who I am. I want to have eyes. And I want to see. And Jesus teaches that to his disciples by sort of healing a blind guy. Isn't that cool? I bet the disciples went, "He's talking about us." And I wonder, if they were Jewish, if those disciples showed up later and said, "Jesus, do it to us." And of course, he's a rabbi, so you play along with it and say, "Do what? Touch us again." Do you think maybe that's why there was two feedings? Some have suggested that. I don't know. The first time I heard that, it killed me. It killed me partly because it cut me to the soul. You know why it also killed me?
because it was a Jew that was teaching me this who didn't think Jesus was Messiah, who was saying, you Christians are a bunch of fakes. You all claim that this stuff all really happened. What are you worried about? Why are you so worried all the time? And I knew I didn't have eyes. Okay. Now, there's a lot more, but I'm going to leave that.